Going well, thanks, Andrew. And yourself?
Doing okay. I think you haven't raced since, what, the 18th of December. How did that meeting go for you?
Yeah, it went really well. Really well received just before Christmas. Had a great race card, and then we finished off with a bit of live music at the end, and everyone, yeah, had a very good time, that's for sure.
So this weekend, Sunday, Comfort Inn Kids Day Out. Comfort Inn does have an association with Benalla Race Club?
Yeah, they certainly do. They've been great supporters of our club for several years now, and we're looking forward to that continuing on. We recommend that all people that are coming up to the races to stop in and stay at the Comfort Inn.
So Kids Day Out, how close to a Kids Day Out of, say, a couple of years ago is it this time in on Sunday?
Yeah, look, we've got all our kids' activities, thanks to CRV and the state government. We've got Kelly Sports here on the day, and we've got jumping castles. We've got a giant water slide. So there'll be plenty of things to do for the kids, and we've got 8 races. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Cam, obviously we're seeing thousands and thousands of cases in terms of the COVID situation. It does make a little bit of nervousness out there. From a racing point of view, from a race club, I guess you get the advantage of being outdoors and you've got vaster lawn areas, but is it a challenge at the moment enticing people to the course, or are there certainly those that will come regardless and those that you have to really convince? How's the landscape at the moment?
Oh, look, I'm not going to lie, it's tough, especially up here in a small town, and we're seeing, you know, increases in numbers through all towns. Yes, it is hard to get the confidence of people to come out into large events and such. But, you know, we've got our COVID safe plan in place. We're a large venue. We're outdoors. So we'll follow all those measures, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to the individual, and we encourage them to come. But, yes, it is a tricky situation, and I see this continuing for a little bit yet as we sort of all get through this latest wave. It is a little bit tricky for clubs at the moment, but hopefully we can get through it. Racing continues safely, and we can still enjoy a good day on Sunday for those that turn up.
So sitting here in a studio in Carlton near the CBD, obviously people in Melbourne and suburbs have been used to these cases for a long time now to a point. Is this more, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, is this more the country aspect that a lot of townships like yours had really nothing to do with COVID cases except for a handful, and suddenly now it's a bit of a different situation compared to, say, what we're used to in Melbourne and that? Would you agree on that? Because there's no shortage of people going to places here in Melbourne. Well, I guess there's a bigger pool to draw from for a start, but is that some of the mentality, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. So throughout COVID as such, we've hardly had any cases here in Benalla. But yeah, we're definitely in this last wave, we've seen a spike in local cases, and, you know, that's put a fear into some people, and some people will just avoid events. Of course, there's always regulars that are happy to come out. And we're very lucky. We've got a large open space, plenty of shade. So, you know, we welcome people to come out and enjoy a day. There's plenty of room. So, you know, everyone won't be on top of each other, and there's great kids activities. So, yeah, we encourage people to come out, and we'll be following the COVID safe plan, and, yeah, look forward to welcoming patrons here in the new year.
Cameron Symes, manager Benalla, with us, racing on Sunday. Then they race again the 7th of Feb, the Monday, 18th of Feb, the Friday into March then. So I guess you wouldn't call yourself a power broker of the club managers and the country racing scene, but as we see with the tennis coming up, the crowds have been capped. Racing does have this advantage of being outdoors, large lawn areas and so on. Would you, I guess at the moment we're still watching and waiting, would you envisage any sort of workshops or ideas going forward, maybe in the next couple of months, that the focus would be on pushing towards how you can tell people that racetracks are a very safe location and I guess, promote your strengths, I guess?
Oh, we always have quarterly catch-ups with all club managers, and we're always throwing ideas out there. And, you know, I think racing in general, we all agree that it's done a power of work, and, you know, to be able to continue. So it shows our strength that we've been able to to do that. We've had events this year over the, you know, the last fortnight that have gone ahead, and case numbers out of those have been very low, you know, compared to, you know, stadium environments and such like that. So, yeah, racing's very lucky with that, that we're a large open area, and we've got that space to be able to welcome people here, and they feel safe in that open environment.
Well, anyone listening that wants to hop in the car, drive to your track by Sunday lunchtime, enjoy a country race meeting at Benalla, things to do for the kids, great excuse to get out of the CBD, Benalla Racing this Sunday as we speak. Thanks for having a chat to us, Cameron. We'll speak next month. All the best going forward at Benalla Race Club.
Thanks, Andrew.